This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Busy day for your guy. Went out to Ashburn for the Peters press conference. Dan Quinn alongside. Got Nats post game tonight. So yep. It's a lot of time away from home.
Big day today.
Let's start with the press conference. Let's start with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn kicking off training camp. So there was a lot on Terry McLaurin. I think that's where we've got to begin. This is the first time the team has spoken about McLaurin. So why don't we go right to Peters on how everything plays a part in negotiations with Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, that's always probably the tricky part of any negotiation is figuring all that out. And, you know, in terms of understanding the market, understanding our team, understanding, you know, our financial situation and all that. But, you know, I don't think I've been a part of a negotiation where it's been really linear and smooth and everything like that. But I think, you know, understanding where they're at and understanding where we're at and trying to close that gap and come into something is really the kind of all the nuance of it and staying really above board and you know, negotiating in good faith. All those things come together and that's how you come to a deal. So as long as it fits in the construct of what you want to do and how you want to build it and what the player would Terry in this instance is, you know, comfortable with. So that's what we're working towards, and we're having some good conversations, and we'll continue to.
That question from David Aldridge was basically what I've talked about a lot on the show, which is you got to do the best deal from a business standpoint. You don't want to overpay this player. You don't want to give a bad contract out. Mm-hmm. Your job as a general manager is quite literally to not give out bad contracts. But sometimes you give out worse contracts than others based on services already rendered by your superstar players that you feel like you have to take care of. Doesn't become the priority, but it is a factor in a negotiation, and that was Peter's answer on why this has gotten so complicated, is because they do value and appreciate McLaurin, but it's pretty obvious they just don't think he's worth what McLaurin thinks he's worth. Here were some other rapid-fire answers from Peters on Terry, and then we'll dive into this elbow deep in a moment. Let's just go AP on Terry here. This was Peters on what's going on with McLaurin.
Yeah, I mean, first, I think yeah, without a doubt, I think everybody in this building values Terry very much. And we knew that coming in, and we knew that even more after spending a year with him. In terms of where we're at, we've had, you know, conversations recently, and we'll look to have some more conversations. And we're going to do everything we can in order to get a deal done.
The very first thing he said today was, we value him very much.
I thought that was strategic.
McLaurin made it very clear, I don't feel valued.
Yeah.
So the first sentence on this from Peters, he crowbars in the world, we value him very much. Not a coincidence.
Correct.
Yeah. Putting that out there.
Pretty obvious. Because, I mean, again, it's the only picture we've had painted so far, and I understand why the team is not saying anything, and nor should they, in my view. But the bully pulpit, the big public forum has been Terry's, leaks to agents, or leaks from the agent to the members of the media, etc. The team is bad. The team doesn't value Terry. They're not close. They're not doing this right. So this is the first chance you've got to, quote unquote, respond, and you do it very diplomatically, very kind, cordial, sort of win them over with kindness, as opposed to saying, these guys aren't treating me right. We value you very much. We're big fans of Terry.
The million-dollar question to Adam Peters today that everybody needed to know is he going to show up for training camp or not? And we still don't know. Today's the report date. I would imagine during our show there's going to be a report that drops from some national analyst reporter type,
right,
who has the info from his agent as to whether or not he's showing up or he isn't. I'm betting he holds in, because if you hold out, you got to pay $50,000+. If you hold in, you're not financially as responsible as you would be by holding out, because you're there, but you're just not participating. And I think it's just the more team-friendly thing to do. And Terry McLaurin has been a lot of things over the years, nothing more so than team-friendly. I wouldn't have a problem with him holding out, because this is just business. But I think he will hold in. But this is what Peters said in his non-answer, so to speak, on whether or not McLaurin's going to report. It was essentially exactly what we predicted he would say yesterday.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about that. But just like with really all of our players, we're expecting everybody to be here today.
And then for both of you, he talked a lot last week about his situation, a lot of frustration. He talked about wanting to feel valued. I'm curious what you guys thought about that. And then, Adam, if you can talk about...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So that was John Keim following up, I suppose, but right, the cut that you heard there, Adam Peters on Terry reporting for training camp, saying they are working under the assessment that he will be there. But to me, that was just the team speak. This was the messaging they want to put out
this
there.
Is what you have to do, I think.
In fact, they know right now, I almost guarantee it, if he's showing up or he isn't. If he is showing up, they know he's going to hold in, and we'll find that out tomorrow when we're at practice. If he's not, then they know that too, but they're not going to break that news today and create the distraction.
Correct.
They're going to play dumb, so to speak. Hey, we don't know. That's his decision. We'll know tomorrow whether or not he's on the practice field, but he hasn't told us he's not coming here. So in the meantime, we think all of our players are going
to
be here.
So you set the expectation. You set the baseline, which is to say, we value him very much. We're big fans of Terry. We want Terry here. We're working on re-signing a deal, but we expect everyone to be here because it's a requirement. This isn't an optional. This isn't a sometimes. This isn't if it's convenient for you. Everyone is required to be there. It sets the stage for their ability to, you know, maybe without criticism or add as much criticism or to dampen the criticism, to be able to find him and to be able to enforce the way the CBA is written to give them a little bit more leverage, right? So you go, we love Terry. We can't wait to have him sign. He's important to us, but we expect him to be here. And if he's not, there are things that are triggered. It's almost like it's out of our control. Like, we hate having to do it, but it's part of the leverage game.
So here is my biggest takeaway from all of the Peters answers, of which there were six questions and answers in a 25-minute press conference today on McLaurin. My biggest takeaway was that Adam Peters did not say that a deal is close or that he thinks they're going to get something done soon. He gave no indication that something is imminent, and he didn't speak with the certainty that I was listening for. Don't mistake that for him not being optimistic, because he did sell optimism, right? He did suggest that there's a possibility that they'll get something done. He talked about how hard they're going to work to make sure they get a contract in place. But I showed up at that press conference listening to hear if Peters spoke with an inevitability, which is not what I heard. This is what I mean. He could have said, guys, we're going to get this done. This is the business. It's not that fun to know and see and hear how the sausage is made. But eventually, when your breakfast platter comes out, it's going to be delicious. You'll put a little bit of syrup on it. He gave you the optimism. He said, we're going to keep working. He suggested they're going to try as hard as possible. That's very, very different than him specifically saying, don't worry. It's a process. He's going to be a Commander forever. Like, that was not the tone. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they won't get a deal done at all. They may very well. But it did not sound, in my opinion, like they are close to a deal. Adam Peters didn't suggest that they were closing in on anything. And he didn't even go as far as to say, we want him here. He wants to be here. This is going to happen. This is just the cost of doing business. That really wasn't the tone, which I found was one of the routes he could have driven down. He didn't. He drove down the route of basically not saying a whole lot, but he offered, we're going to keep working at this. Mm-hmm. We've had some conversations. We'll have more. And I don't know if you guys can hear the difference there, but to me, there's a pretty stark difference.
Yeah, I think it's astute by you. To me, the biggest answer that I took away was, and maybe it just depends on how you're approaching this, right? So what lens you're looking through is kind of what you ended up hearing and seeing. But what you just said makes a lot of sense to me. The thing that I heard the most is every negotiation I've been a part of has not been linear. In other words, like, it never looks as bad as it is. It's probably not as good as it is, right? It's all bumpy and it's ups and downs and good days, bad days. Okay, we agreed to this. And then the next time you talk to the agent, actually, the thing we agreed to, we're not agreed to that anymore. Change it because someone else signed. You never know some of the nuances and ins and outs of it. So it's never linear. It's never, we started on one thing and we moved to the next step, the next step, the next step, and then a contract is signed. It's always, as you said, the sausage is getting made. It's grosser. It's more gritty.
So along those lines, here was some of the optimism that he sold in talking about the urgency to get something done with McLaurin.
Yeah, I think, you know, those were, you know, I wasn't so much directly involved, but I was a part of it. So I understood how it went and, you know, a lot of contract. But I think that's just kind of the nature of our business. You know, you would like to get these things done quicker than longer, but it's not always going to happen that way. So I think for me, just seeing those things secondhand, really not firsthand, but understanding how that went, just understanding that, you know, first of all, we're dealing with a really, in the case of Terry, a really good player and a really good person. So really understanding that and never losing sight of that and making sure that, you know, every conversation we have is very, you know, straightforward, honest, and in good faith, and just keeping that mindset throughout, because there's going to be twists and turns, but just having, you know, that confidence and just understanding that our goal is to get a long-term deal done. And so just keeping focused on that, and, you know, whatever happens, you know, along the way, just understand that he's a great player and we want to keep him here.
General Manager Adam Peters referencing his time in San Francisco when the Bosa holdout ended in September, right before the season, when Trent Williams, Deebo Samuel, now with Washington, and Brandon Ayuk, among others, you know, all had their lengthy negotiations go deep into training camp, and kind of juxtaposing that with what's gone on with Terry McLaurin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.